Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move. Today we're diving into something seriously powerful, journaling for mental health recovery. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, journaling? Isn't that just for deep thinkers in oversized sweaters? Quote, quote, dot. Hold on a sec, before you write this one off, hear me out. Journaling is so much more than scribbling your thoughts in a notebook. It's a gateway to understanding yourself better, processing emotions, and ultimately, reclaiming your mental well-being. Trust me, this isn't some woo-woo practice. This stuff works, and it's backed by science. Let's talk about the 5 key takeaways that make journaling a game-changer for your mental health journey. Number 1. It gives you space to vent. Ever felt like your emotions are bubbling over? Like there's just too much going on inside your head? Journaling lets you offload those feelings without judgment. Just get it all out there. The anger, the sadness, the frustration, even the joy. Think of it like this. Your journal is your safe space, your non-judgmental confidant. It's where you can be completely honest with yourself, even when you wouldn't say those things out loud. Number 2. It helps you make sense of your thoughts and feelings. When we're struggling mentally, it's easy to feel lost in a maze of emotions. Journaling helps you untangle that mess by putting your thoughts into words. You start to see patterns, identify triggers, and understand what's really going on beneath the surface. Imagine this. You're feeling anxious, but you don't know why. Write it all down, every detail, every thought, every physical sensation. As you write, you might realize that your anxiety spikes whenever you have to present in front of people. Suddenly, you have a clear understanding of what's causing your discomfort and can start to address it. Number 3. It boosts self-awareness. Journaling is like a mirror reflecting back at you. It helps you see yourself more clearly, your strengths, weaknesses, beliefs, and values. This increased self-awareness is crucial for personal growth and mental well-being. You start to understand what motivates you, what drains you, and what truly makes you happy. Think about it, you wouldn't walk into a job interview without preparing, would you? Well, journaling helps you prepare for the most important relationship, the one with yourself. Number 4. It promotes emotional regulation. When we journal about our feelings, we process them more effectively. This can help us manage difficult emotions and respond to situations in a healthier way. Instead of letting anger or sadness take control, journaling allows you to acknowledge, understand, and ultimately regulate those feelings. It's like having a mental toolbox filled with coping mechanisms. Each time you journal, you equip yourself with new tools for dealing with life's ups and downs. Number 5. It sparks creativity and problem-solving. Believe it or not, journaling can actually boost your creative thinking and problem-solving abilities. When we write freely, our minds are more open to exploring different perspectives and coming up with innovative solutions. Journaling is like a brainstorming session for your soul. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom who's feeling overwhelmed and stressed. She has a million things on her plate, work, kids, household chores, and she's starting to feel burned out. One day, she decides to give journaling a try. At first, she just writes down everything that's on her mind. The deadlines, the grocery lists, the endless stream of, mom, requests from her little ones. But as she continues to journal, she starts to notice patterns in her thoughts and feelings. She realizes that a lot of her stress stems from taking on too much responsibility. She also notices that when she takes even just 15 minutes for herself each day, maybe to read a book or take a walk, she feels calmer and more centered. This simple act of journaling helps Sarah gain clarity, identify her stressors, and discover coping mechanisms that work for her. She starts saying no to extra commitments, prioritizing self-care, and ultimately feeling less overwhelmed. Okay, so remember those 5 key takeaways? Let's recap. Journaling helps you vent, make sense of your feelings, boost self-awareness, regulate emotions, and even spark creativity. It's a powerful tool for mental health recovery that can be used by anyone, regardless of their experience level. So, what are you waiting for? Grab that notebook, pen, or even open up a document on your phone, whatever works for you. Start journaling today and watch as it transforms your mental well-being. And don't forget to share your experiences with us. We love hearing from our listeners. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.